Blog Talk Radio.
It's the remix, yeah. The remix, yeah.
Don't fly.
Akon, B Square, Mr. Maybe.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, Chihoya Dawson. Because you have been associating with the non-governmental organization, Swasthing Inc. So you know very well that we assist the poor people and we stand by them. So we want to know, how can we help the poor people, and how can the poor people report the corruption to where? What should they do first when they discover some fraud or anything that is related to corruption?
Now, that's a very good one. I also like to divide this into two, public and private. When I say public, I'm talking about government and non-government organizations, whether profitable or non-profit-making organizations. So for government agency and its businesses, there should be a kind of reporting channel entrenched by government.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Thank you for listening to the 51st episode Global Equitalk Show on 12th September 2015. This is Eko Nagashima. Today, we are going to introduce somebody. He's a very important person, and he tells the poor people to fight the corruption in Nigeria. We need such a person, don't we? Chief Godwin Oyedakun is an excellent chartered tax professional, certified forensic accountant, certified fraud examiner, certified forensic investigator, a chartered accountant, and national accountant, chartered banker, chartered manager, insolvency practitioner, chartered economist, and financial analyst of good repute. He is a registered professional in Nigeria with the Financial Reporting Council of Nigeria and also holds a certificate in international financial reporting of Association of Certified Chartered Accountants. With such an excellent qualifications and experience as the president of Association of Certified Fraud Examiner, Nigeria chapter. There is a tough task ahead. Chief Godwin Oyedakun was asked as a board member of Swasthing Inc. Organization, how to help the rights of the poor, and how does he think the poor people in Nigeria can safely report the corruption? He has spoken in a recent The Guardian. We need collaborative efforts and money laundering fraud impact negatively on the effort to transform economic. Therefore, economic transformational leadership must ensure they observe the components of transformational leadership. Now, he is not on the studio yet, so let me call him from this end.
Hello.
Hello, Chief.
You
had a difficulty getting on the show.
I cannot connect. I don't know what to do.
Okay, that's fine. You're on the air now.
Okay.
So I have briefly introduced you to our audience, and you can tell us about yourself first, please.
Okay, can I start now?
Yes.
My name is Godwin Emmanuel Oyedokun. I'm a chartered accountant and a certified national accountant, a forensic accountant, and a tax practitioner in Nigeria. I have so many other qualifications that qualify me to do so many of those things I've been doing in Nigeria. I have my first degree and I have three masters. and I'm currently on my PhD program in accounting now. I've been working as a trainer, fraud examiner, and a tax practitioner for over 15 years now. I mean, I've been involving in training people on how to reduce the incidence of fraud and fraudulent activities in Nigeria. Currently, I'm the pioneer and the current president of Association of Certified Fraud Examiner Lagos Chapter. I was once the vice president of Nigerian chapter of the same association. Then I work with Saffron Professional Services as a director in charge of tax, forensic, and regulatory services. And I'm the CEO there. Thank you.
Okay, great. Now, Chief Oyedokun,
yes.
President Mohamed Buhari expressed his determination to end corruption. Do you think it's achievable?
Sure. This is achievable because of the kind of his character, his kind of body language, and in terms of his doggedness and determination in achieving this high in Nigeria. It is achievable.
Okay. Now, you have also made statement, economic transformation of leadership must ensure they observe the components of transformational leadership. What do you really mean by observing the components of transformational leadership?
I remember that was a statement I made when I was delivering my inaugural speech when I was made president of Association of Certified Fraud Examiners Lagos Chapter. When we talk about economic growth, development, and transformation, there are lots of things that has to do with that, that goes with it. I was not trying to tell my audience then that for any leader to wanting to do that, such leader must also possess those characteristics, character that leader must possess in order to achieve such. And transformation has its own component, that is what you are supposed to put in place before transformation can be said to be in place. Those components must also be observed. What I mean by observe is that you must take ownership of those components, because components of a system make up the system. If you must transform this, our country, Nigeria, corruption is one of those things that you need to do away with. Then you must be seen to do away with it, not just by saying it. So that's one of the components. You must be ready to build a system, not just individual. Because if you have a good system, will also enable you to transform to whatever height you want to do that. If I may give further information on that, I like to just say, if you actually wanted to, we want to do a particular thing, the system that, the subsystem that make up the system is very, very important, because they are also system on their own. So the leaders must be seen to be free from corruption before they can also fight corruption, because corruption is so strong to the extent that it fights back. Thank you.
Okay. There must be... Okay, are you listening?
I'm with you.
Yes. There must be resistance to the new change. If you are trying to make a change, like a system or whatever is to be done, how do you cope with it? Go ahead.
Okay, like I just said now, that corruption is so strong to the extent that it's likely to be fighting back. How do you cope? In a system like this, that is very volatile, people that you are trying to checkmate will do all they could to ensure they also bring you down. This we witnessed during the electioneering campaign of our president, where people were saying, you did not have this qualification, you did not go to school. It's just to ensure that he doesn't get to that position. However, he is there now. What a leader needs to do in order to cope with that is to be seen to be independent of so many of practices. If you are working in the darkness, people will rub mud on you. The president or whoever in the realm of affair must be able to prove to the country or citizen that see my hand, because whoever comes to Equity needs to come with clean hand, and whoever wants to seek Equity must also do Equity. So he won't be able to fight corruption, bring about transformation, if his hands are not also clean. Thank you.
No, that's a good point. Okay, there must be, I'm sorry, if you are to look for fraud, where do you look? For example, in accounting books or contracts, or how do you identify corruption?
Like I used to tell my colleagues that name any sector, name any facet of our endeavor, I will give you a name of fraudulent activity that is associated with it. If you talk about marriage, you can have marriage fraud. If you talk about interview, you can have interview fraud. So fraud is everywhere, and you can get it anywhere. Not necessarily book of accounts or contracts. You agree with me that at times, most of the fraudulent activities that has been exposed are by tips or by kind of a mere, it may be accidental in nature, that somebody is disgruntled you and just blow the whistle. So it is when you are now trying to ascertain, investigate, or digging into it that you now need contract papers, book of accounts in order to have solid evidence that is tenable in court of law. Thank you.
Okay. People are afraid of reporting, and because of that insecurity for jobs, and probably they have some relationship, that can affect in terms of relating to those who commit corruption. And what do you suggest them to do when they discover corruption?
So this could also be in various means. If you are an investigator or you are in position of authority where you are obligated to report fraudulent activities, you cannot compromise that. But if you are just ordinary citizens that just see corruption as it's going, fraudulent activities, that's another case entirely, where you can be saying, okay, you may wish not to talk about it, you may just wish to close your eyes to it, which is not advisable. However, let me take it one by one. If you are in position of authority or you are in position to investigate and discover fraud, you cannot see it and pretend as if you don't see it. That's your duty to do. And if you don't do it, you are also aiding and abetting fraudulent activities, and you will also be charged the same way along those fraudsters, because you are also covering fraudulent activities. Do you understand that now? Now, when you are just an ordinary citizen, or maybe you are a worker in an organization and you discover that fraudulent activities is going on, you need to, first of all, weigh your options. What are the options? If these fraudulent activities dig deep, it will bring about collapse of that particular organization, and by extension, you yourself that you are seeing those things and you are not reporting, you also go down with it, because organization will be no more. So you have the right to say it out, to tell people. However, in order to ensure that this is seamless, such organization must also have a kind of a fraud hotline or a kind of means of communicating such to the authority without necessarily disclosing your identity. And the principle of whistleblowing will also set in this area. Then the culture of whistleblowing in Africa is not that strong, because we are all at a point in time related, and the saying that blood is thicker than water is also affecting us. However, we have some good number that will also bell the cat no matter whose gloss is hot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, Chief Oyedokun, because yeah. you have been associating with these non-governmental organizations, Swasthing Inc. So you know very well that we assist the poor people and we stand by them. So we want to know, how can we help the poor people, and how can the poor people report the corruption to where? What should they do first when they discover some fraud or anything that is related to corruption?
Now that's a very good one. I also like to divide this into two, public and private. When I say public, I'm talking about government and non-government organizations, whether profitable or non-profit making organizations. So for government agency and its businesses, there should be a kind of reporting channel entrenched by government that you can also pass through. However, in doing that, one needs to be very careful, because before you can substantiate a particular allegation of fraudulent activities, you need to prove beyond reasonable doubt, because the judge will rather set free an accused or kill or hang an innocent soul in the midst of that. So the body of whatever evidence needs to be ascertained very well. However, when we talk about private organizations and companies, it is advisable for each company to have fraud reporting channels and means where you can have hotline that all you need to do is to just dial a particular number, and if it's toll-free, and you can report, or you write